On this Marathon Monday, we hear from a woman who was once among the fastest in the world.
My name is Kara Goucher. I'm a mother and a wife. I am a two-time Olympian, a world championship silver medalist, and a two-time podium finisher at World Marathon Majors.
Kara Goucher is out with a new memoir that goes behind the headlines and glossy magazine covers of her life as a professional runner. In the book, she details the doping and sexual abuse allegations against Alberto Salazar that led to his lifetime ban from the sport. This morning, she recalls her podium finish in the 2009 Boston Marathon, terror at the finish line in 2013, and why she'll always love running. And warning, this piece contains audio that may be disturbing to some listeners.
I grew up in northern Minnesota. I was actually born in New York, but my father died a week before my fourth birthday. And so, yeah, I grew up north, northern Minnesota. I'm very proud of that. I have it tattooed on my body. I think that it really influenced who I became. I actually love the Newton Hills the most. I feel like that's when I felt most connected to the community, and I really like that part of the course. I know a lot of people fear it, but I grew up in a town that's hilly, and in the downtown, there's all these cool old homes, and so it reminded me of that when I would run there. That 2009 Boston Marathon, I felt really calm. I felt excited. I knew I had put in a lot of work. I knew that the course suited me. I felt like everything was coming together as it was supposed to. We started, and it was just so slow. It was almost like everyone was afraid of everyone. And, you know, I kept thinking at some point it'll break open. I felt a little bit uncomfortable because I felt like I was chopping my stride a lot. But I, you know, the instructions from my coach were, I don't make a single move until I turn onto Boylston. So I was just like kind of waiting it out and running through. But I just couldn't take it anymore. And with about 10K to go, I just opened up my legs and I immediately felt better. I immediately felt like, oh, okay, now I'm running. Now this is what I'm doing, what I'm ready for. And then someone from the press truck yelled, be careful, you're running 5-minute mile pace. And I kind of slammed on the brakes. You know, I don't have a lot of regrets, but I regret that. And it came down to, I think there was like 4 or 5 of us, and then it whittled down, and I was running on the rail. I really like to run on the rail. I was like feeling the energy from everybody. But again, I didn't feel like I was in full flight. And then with about a mile to go, there was 2 women who kind of came up alongside me, and the legs just weren't there. And as we turned on Boylston, I just couldn't believe this was happening. They were just slipping further and further away.
American Kara Goucher led the race going into the final mile, but was outkicked and finished 3rd, 9 seconds behind. Kosuke crossed the finish line less than a stride ahead of the finish.
So I was training with Shalane Flanagan in 2013, and she had never run the Boston Marathon. I was dinged up a little bit after the Olympics, and I had a setback in the preparation. But, you know, it's a marathon, you never know. So I still thought I had an outside chance. I think around mile 23 or 24, Rita Jeptu made a big move, and I couldn't switch the gears that quick. I was the second American. I think I ran 2:26, and I thought, like, almost a little sense of relief. Like, that could have been a lot worse, you know? And then it was just like any other marathon, you know? We moved on to media, and I had asked my family to go get me lunch. So we all met back at my hotel room. It was my sister, my mom, my son, my husband, and my aunt. And then we just heard something I've never heard, like this boom. And literally, like, I could feel it. Like, I could feel it in my chest and the way the windows rattled. I had never experienced anything like that in my life, and I immediately was terrified. And I feel guilty even talking about this because I didn't lose anyone that I love that day, but it was just so scary. It just was like a really big loss of innocence, I think, for me. loving the sport and realizing that people could potentially be vulnerable and in danger just watching their loved ones, it just really affected me and the way I looked at running after that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was like, no, this is a beautiful thing that we do and that we experience and that we have this community with, and we're not going to let them ruin it. That 2014 Boston Marathon was an incredibly healing experience.
I mean, it is a dream come true for Meb Keflezighi, for the city of Boston.
It felt like the community was just embracing all of the emotions and all of the love. And so I'm really glad I was at that particular marathon as a fan, because I got to see it and some of the fear dissipated just by being there. I used to think, like, when I couldn't win an Olympic medal anymore, like, why would I do it? And I love it just as much now as I did then. I loved running before I knew I was good at it. And I'm glad I was good at it. It completely changed my life. I had some of the most incredible experiences. But I feel like now I'm at that point back to when I discovered it. I mean, I don't have any fitness goals or racing goals or anything like that anymore. But I look forward to my run every single day. I mean, even like, and it's not for anyone but me, I just feel free. I feel free.
Kara Goucher's memoir is called The Longest Race. This piece was produced by Chloe Axelson.